Amanda Vinicky, and I am joined by Paul Schimpf. He is running for Attorney General, the Republican nominee. Could you just begin introducing yourself? I know you're a retired Marine, but your resume is a bit more impressive than just that.
That's correct, Amanda. My name is Paul Schimpf. I'm running for Illinois Attorney General because our state desperately needs an AG who's not beholden to the insiders and special interests. And I can offer that to the people of Illinois because really, up until this campaign started, I had been on active duty in the Marine Corps. I got out of the Marine Corps in the summer of 2013 and actually brought my family back to Illinois. I'm one of those few people that actually came back. But I was an attorney in the Marine Corps. I got out as a lieutenant colonel. And as an attorney, I had the opportunity to do some pretty neat legal work. I had run a legal assistance clinic where I helped young Marines and sailors with consumer fraud and family law issues. I was also the head prosecutor for the Marine Corps' Western Recruiting Region. And then I was also the lead attorney advisor in the trial of Saddam Hussein, working with the Iraqi prosecutors. You know, that's the thing that that gets people's attention the most. But the thing I'm actually the most proud of in my military service is actually helping to get the rules of evidence changed and the creation of a victim advocate evidentiary privilege. I finished up my Marine Corps service by being the head attorney for Marine Corps Installations Command. That was in the Pentagon, and I had the work of about 300 attorneys funnel through my office.
It's the sort of legal background that its face seems very impressive and clearly a politician whose star would be able to rise. And yet you are up against one of the most popular politicians in the state. It's an uphill battle. Why go up against Lisa Madigan, one of the names of Illinois state politics?
Well, it is an uphill battle, and I went into this process with my eyes wide open because actually one of the other neat things that I got to do in the Marine Corps was I did a congressional fellowship where I worked on Capitol Hill for a year. I worked for a congressman from Minnesota. I was his military legislative assistant. I got to see all the D.C. Dysfunction up close and personal, but I also saw behind the scenes. I know what goes into a political campaign. So I did go into this with my eyes wide open, but I think the future of our state is just too important to sit at home and complain. Lisa Madigan is a nice lady. I've met her. But I think people are going to say to themselves once they get to know me, you know what, I like Lisa Madigan, but I like Paul too. And I realize that Lisa Madigan's been Attorney General for 12 years, and everybody realizes that over the past 12 years, our state has gotten more corrupt and more dysfunctional. And it's not negative to realize, you know what, we need to make a change. We need a new perspective. We need a new set of eyes. And I think that people are ready to respond to a positive campaign, and I'm confident that if I get my message out, I can win this election.
One of your initiatives is to do more with rooting out corruption, patronage. I know that you have blamed Lisa Madigan for not doing enough with the Neighborhood Recovery Initiative, this very troubled anti-violence program that has been the subject of hearings and has caused Governor Pat Quinn some trouble in his bid for re-election. What has Madigan not done, and is it really the Attorney General's place to interfere in that?
Well, talking about the Neighborhood Recovery Initiative, Lisa Madigan was in a position to provide oversight. She was the co-chair of the Illinois Violence Prevention Authority that administered the Neighborhood Recovery Initiative. She was the co-chair. She appointed 5 of the 10 board members. And her campaign staff likes to say her record speaks for itself. Well, in this case, it does. She was in a position to provide oversight. She could have put a stop to those shenanigans that were going on, and she did not do so. Her record does speak for itself. And really, it indicates that her focus is not on fighting corruption. Her focus, I think we all realize, her focus has been on consumer protection. Consumer protection is important, but government corruption is the most acute challenge that our state faces, and Lisa Madigan has not made the focus of her activities.
What can an attorney general do in terms of patronage? It's not an inspector general's position. Initiation of investigations? What?
Well, it can certainly, the Attorney General's office can certainly do initiation of investigations. Fighting corruption really needs to be a team effort. There need to be 4 groups involved. It's the state's attorneys, the feds, but also I believe the Attorney General's office and also the citizens of Illinois, and that's something that I just talked about in a press conference, that I think the Attorney General's office can do more to empower citizen anti-corruption suits. But the bottom line is, traditionally, it has only been the state's attorneys and the Department of Justice that have worked on corruption in Illinois, and that hasn't been working out for us. I ask people say, well, the Attorney General's office hasn't done that in the past, and my response is, well, how's that working out for us? It's not. Our state is becoming more corrupt, and I believe that's what is keeping Illinois behind our fellow states in the Midwest.
It's the Attorney General's job to basically be the lawyer for the state, and so even if the Attorney General, him or herself, isn't involved personally in, say, a law that gets passed by the General Assembly and signed by the governor, the Attorney General is supposed to defend it. But you say that wouldn't be an automatic. What are you intending there? And is that in any way a breach of constitutional duty?
I don't think it is. What I'm talking about is the Attorney General's first loyalty needs to be to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the state of Illinois. And the idea that the Attorney General should be loyal to the Illinois Constitution is something that Attorney General Madigan actually would probably agree with me on. You said that the Attorney General was supposed to defend the state. Well, Attorney General Madigan did not defend the state when the state's marriage laws were challenged. Where that has come up in this campaign is there is a stark difference between Attorney General Madigan and myself on the pensions issue. I believe the pensions legislation that was passed was unconstitutional, and I've said that I would not defend it. Attorney General Madigan, on the other hand, did go to court to defend that legislation, and what was troubling about that was she really couldn't make an argument in its defense. The briefs that were submitted to the circuit courts basically said, well, in times of an emergency, the state can ignore constitutional provisions. The fact that argument was made in and of itself ought to be disqualifying for the Attorney General's position because it reflects a complete misunderstanding of what constitutional provisions are for. It's our constitutional provisions that actually protect us from politicians citing emergencies as the basis for dubious legislation. Constitutional provisions apply at all times. So there is a stark contrast between myself and Attorney General Madigan on the pensions issue.
Another issue that I know your campaign has talked about is the Second Amendment and individuals who do have fire owners identification cards. You want to make sure that their names are kept private. Can you speak to both that and any other sort of freedom of information issues where you believe that Illinois needs to release or not release information?
Well, I'm a strong supporter of the Freedom of Information Act. I think government transparency, especially with the corruption challenges our state faces, is critical, and I will support FOIA. Where I differ from Attorney General Madigan is in the past she has been willing to release private information about FOID card owners. That information did put people in danger. One of the exemptions for releasing FOIA information is if it's going to endanger somebody. So I believe that she had a lapse in judgment on that point. But going forward, I will support FOIA. I think that it's critical to actually having transparent government, which our state needs.
How is releasing the names of FOID card owners somehow dangerous for them?
Well, actually, former Governor Thompson, when this case was argued in court, former Governor Thompson actually came in and testified how criminals actually, believe it or not, targeted houses because they wanted to steal weapons. At the same time, it also putting out who has weapons in their house and who doesn't. That really helps burglars assess which homes they want to go after. So releasing that kind of information does actually put people in jeopardy.
Now, you have also talked about wanting to defend parents' options for where they send their children to school. Where would the authority for the Attorney General to do that come in? And what way are you talking about defending school choice?
Well, as I said before, the Attorney General's first loyalty is to the Constitution of the United States and the Illinois Constitution. I think one of the most fundamental rights we have is the right to educate our children in the way that we see fit. I will personally put up with a lot of administrative hassles and taxes much more than I will put up with somebody interfering in my right to educate my child. And I send my children to public schools in my hometown of Waterloo, but I also respect the rights of parents to homeschool their children. And what I'm worried about is sometimes parents are not allowed to have their kids participate in sports unless they're enrolled in the district, or sometimes there is a credentialing problem where students are not allowed to take exams or be eligible for admission in certain educational programs because of credentialing issues that are not available to homeschooling parents. So that's what I'm talking about with making sure that people do have the power to educate their children in the way they see fit.
Any other initiatives that you want to highlight or hopes for how you would hold the Attorney General's office were you to be elected?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do if I'm elected is I am going to initiate a bottom-up review of the roles and missions of the Attorney General's office. And this is something that's actually going to be modeled after the quadrennial defense review that the Department of Defense does every four years. And I had an opportunity to participate that when I was working in the Pentagon. The idea of a comprehensive review that takes a couple months to do is something that's been agreed upon as being effective across the political spectrum. The Department of Defense does it, but interestingly enough, Hillary Clinton, when she became Secretary of State, she initiated a quadrennial diplomacy and development review for the State Department modeled on the DOD system. So I want to do something similar for the Illinois Attorney General's office just because Lisa Madigan has been our Attorney General for 12 years. It really is time for a new perspective, and just we need to assess what the challenges facing our state are and how the Attorney General's office can actually be positioned to respond to those challenges. So I'm envisioning a process that's probably 3 to 4 months in length, a comprehensive review where we can really look at what the Attorney General's office can do to be part of the solution.
Tell me briefly, I don't know, do you have any hobbies? What book are you reading? Something that helps listeners to get to know you a little better.
Well, when I'm not busy with the campaign, I actually like to do some distance running. It's marathon season right now. They just ran the Marine Corps Marathon and the Chicago Marathon, and one of the things I'm looking forward to after the campaign is over is just getting to work out a little bit more. I also I like reading history books, mostly Civil War history. I know that's a shock being a former Marine infantry officer, and then just coaching my kids' soccer teams.
And finally, let's say that you were not successful in your bid for Attorney General. What's next?
Well, really, it's going to be just focusing on spending some time with my family again. The campaign has been a strain on the family. I'm from Waterloo, which is a small town about 30 minutes from St. Louis, Missouri. Most of the voters are up in Chicago, so I've had a lot of time on the road. And unfortunately, my two boys are, one just turned 7, the other is going to turn 9. They're at that age where they change every single day and they actually want daddy time. You know, I figure I've got about like 4 more years of that maybe. But it's really my focus is going to be on my family. I don't know what the future holds. You know, I think you do have a duty to serve. That's something I believed, being on active duty in the military for 24 years. And I don't think that changes once I take my uniform off. I do feel like I have a duty to serve. And, I'll just sit back and assess what the state of Illinois needs, and then I'll see what I can do.
So right now you're campaigning full time. That's the job.
I am I'm a full time candidate. I'm an Illinois attorney, but I changed my legal status to inactive because I wasn't going to have time to take any clients. Being a candidate is a full time job. But once I'm done scratching the political itch, I see myself setting up a small practice working on mediation and alternate dispute resolution. I think there's just too much litigation in society.
And how old are you?
I'm 43.
All right. Anything else that you want to add?
No, just if people are not satisfied with the status quo, if they want a different type of candidate, I'd ask them to take a look at who I am and what I stand for. And I'd just like to thank your listeners for giving me the time to introduce myself.
Once again, that is Paul Shimpf. He is Republican's nominee for Attorney General. Thank you.